Well, good morning, Grace Bible Church. It's been about 3 years, I think, since the last time I had the privilege of giving a living picture. And I want to put you in a remembrance, if I may, about what I talked about back then. Those of you who are here may remember I talked about a pair of boots. And a pair of boots plays into today's talk as well. Back then, the message I was trying to get across was that we have these certain moments of clarity in our lives where the grace of God just sort of breaks into our reality, our misperceptions of what reality really is, in fact. And I related a story about one of those moments in my own life where I was standing in a puddle in the middle of a transmission factory doing a job that I wasn't qualified to do, doing industrial cleaning, standing in a puddle in a pair of boots that had been given to me, soaked to the bone, but my feet were dry. And it was a testimony to me of God's provision, because months prior to that, I had lost my job of 14 years. And throughout that experience, time and again, God provided for me when I had no ability to provide for my family. And He provided for us. And so it's in the past 3 years, God has not ceased to provide. He has not only provided one job, He has provided three. And in the last 3 months, God provided a job that was better, that is better than the one that I lost 5 years ago. So I'm here to testify to you of God's provision and His grace. So my talk, I have a title for my talk. The title for my talk is How to Be Content While Standing in the Pouring Rain in a 7-Eleven Parking Lot Next to a Broken Truck That Won't Start. Now, before I explain that to you, I have a little lesson. I like object lessons. Any of you who have been to my classes might be aware of that. But we as human beings have something called a perception problem. So I'm going to teach you a little coin trick. And if you already know this, please remain silent till then. By the way, don't do this now. wait till you get home. Okay, so we have this perception problem. And the way you can illustrate it is with two coins. So if you take a coin, like a quarter, and it's facing the head is facing you, hold it out at arm's length, and then take another one, hold it in your fingertips, and hold it about a foot from your face, something like that. Most people, when they look at the two coins, they will appear to be the same size. Now, the tricky part is if you then close one eye, so you're looking at them, they appear to be the same size, you then close one eye, and immediately, the one furthest away, what do you think happens to it? It gets smaller. Right? Oh, all right. So I will leave to you as homework to think about why that is astonishing. But it illustrates to us that we have a perception problem. Psychologists call it cognitive distortion. We all have it about different things and in different ways. And it's something that is sort of built into our fallen nature, I would say. So we have this perception problem. Now, the thing about the perception problem, though, is, as you well know, the most important things in life are not visual. The biggest perception problem that we have is the perception of our own selves. That we are, in fact, somehow preeminent, and that the universe revolves around us. And if it were not for God intervening in our lives and breaking into that prison of perception, breaking us out of it so that we can see from His perspective, we wouldn't know the truth. So back to my title. So the reason that's the title for my talk is because that's where I was a few weeks ago. I was in Charlotte, where I didn't know a soul, and stuck in a parking lot, and my truck wouldn't start. The heavens open, the rains come down, and someone. This man I'd never met before sees the hood of my truck up. He rolls down the window and says, "Hey, would you like me to fix that for you?" I can fix it. He was a man named Miguel. Never met him before. Works as a mechanic during the day, and then in the weekends he works for himself with his son as a mechanic. So he rolls up and he says, I think I can fix that for you. So he says, hey, you get the part. I got the tools in my truck. We'll go get the part and I'll fix it for you. And he does it. And he is there in the pouring rain, he and his son Alec, taking turns trying to change my starter on my truck in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven. And the interesting thing is that at one point the rains are just so torrential that he has to stop work. And he comes out from under the car, and then, you know, I look over at him, and I've been standing there out in the rain too. I'll let you figure out what that says about me, why I was standing. That's another story. I was standing in the rain, and I looked over at him with the water pouring down, and I said, wet, isn't it? And what Miguel turns to me and says, you know, it is wet. I am wet all over, except for my feet. My feet are dry. Why are my feet are dry? Because I went to a military store and bought these combat boots from the military surplus store. The same message I had for you, Grace Bible Church, 3 years ago was just echoed back to me in the words of a man I'd never met before by the name of Miguel, who fixed my car in the middle of a parking lot in Charlotte where I had no other alternatives. God provides for us, and there are moments in our lives where He breaks through our perception, our prison of perception, and the reality of His truth breaks through to us. And I want to praise God for that opportunity. I want to end with reading this song, the lyrics of this song, because it's meant a whole lot to me in the past few weeks. The song is called What Grace Is Mine. What grace is mine that He who dwells in endless light called through the night to find my distant soul, and from His scars poured mercy that would plead for me, that I might live and in His name be known. So I will go wherever He is calling me. I lose my life to find my life in Him. I give my all to gain the hope that never dies. I bow my heart to take up my cross and follow Him. What grace is mine to know His breath alive in me beneath His wings? My waking soul may soar. All fear can flee. For death's dark night is overcome. My Savior lives and reigns forevermore. So I will go wherever He is calling me. I lose my life to find it in Him. I give my all to gain a hope that never dies. I bow my heart, take up my cross, and follow Him. I bow my heart, take up my cross, and follow Him. May that be our prayer this morning. Thank you.